top of the hour news.
Good morning.
Happens when
it's time for the morning news for today, Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell, in the headlines.
LiveDA.com.
New health center to be officially opened in 2024 after a long delay of procurement of medical equipment. St. Lucia government reports construction jobs surge.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, where.
And NASA.
Local, regional, and global.
New plan needed to return rocks from Mars.
Big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
All right, first up in the news. Residents of Cottage and Tartan who visit clinics in Portsmouth and persons from Capuchin who visit health clinics in Clifton will soon be able to attend the newly constructed and modernized health center in Savan Pie. The health center was completed since 2023. However, due to procurement delays on part of the Ministry of Health for the necessary equipment, the facility was kept closed. Parliamentary representative for the Cottage constituency, Roland Royer, says doors will be opened soon at this health facility for his constituents.
That project started in fiscal year 2019-2020, but along the way we had a few challenges and we came to a halt for over a year. So no works were being done for over a year period.
And that was parliamentary representative of the Cottage constituency, Roland Royer. John Blanchard, a treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, suggests that alleged corruption has been a significant factor in the country's economic downturn. He contends that investment in multiple sectors could be facilitated through funds from the CBI program, but laments that this is unattainable due to the funds being outside the country's control.
Let me say to you, in Dominica, our situation, if someone is to ask what has caused our economy to shrink, because it has shrunk so much that it is now on the verge of total collapse. One word could answer that question. To my mind, one word could answer that question. And the answer to that question is corruption. Put simple, corruption. It is simply that, corruption. But we can't stop here. We must explain to you what we mean by corruption has destroyed our country and its economy. First on our list is the unaccountability for billions of dollars in passport sales. Just imagine if that money was in our treasury, how much it could do for the country. Some say it's 6 billion, some say it's 8 billion, some say it's 5 billion, whatever it is, but we know there are billions of dollars that are unaccounted for. I mean, just imagine putting that money into farming, where you could have better feeder roads or build new feeder roads, you know, equipment and machinery and, you know, input, you call it, fertilizers and all of that stuff. Open up lands, you know. There's so much that could be done in the agriculture industry with some of that money. What about the tourist industry? There are so many beautiful sites in Dominica, tourist sites, okay? And they are just in bad shape right now, bad roads and what have you. Imagine putting money into the tourist industry, where you can lend money to the persons in that industry to have a little business and so on, sell their craft. So a lot could be done. You have manufacturing. You know, so that money could have done so much for us and we could have a thriving economy. But because we are not in control of that money, that is where we are today.
John Blanchard has drawn attention to a concerning issue. The harassment of police officers targeting potential investors and individuals supporting tourism sector development. Blanchard pointed to a recent incident involving 7 American visitors as an example of such occurrences.
Then we have police harassment of potential investors or individuals willing to help in the tourist industry. like we saw recently with the 7 Americans visiting Dominica. We have the authority lack due diligence in our passport sales transactions, leading to restrictions to Dominicans wishing to travel to the UK. And of course we have, and all what I'm saying there, these are things that the scribe has pointed out in his report that I am just expanding. You have the Passon Bank activities fiasco involving the transfer of US $8 million. And people, this bank is registered and operates in Dominica, corruption to its highest level. All of this will affect your economy. You have the wrongdoings that are practiced in conducting general elections every election cycle, and the thing that it is automatically transferred to daily operations of government and has intruded into the private financial services industry. We have billions of dollars in the hands of a foreigner to spend at his whims and fancies, while Dominicans are suffering and unable to pay the bills. We have oversized cabinets and having most or all of the Labour PAL reps, including candidates who lost the elections, you still have them on the payroll. Guys who run for election for the party and they lost. I'm going to call names tonight. We know them, and some of them are former PAL reps, and they are still on the payroll. All kind of consultants and advisors and all different positions. Huge wage bill.
You've just heard statements from John Blanchard, Treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement. Prime Minister Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit is set to champion climate smart initiatives to safeguard the ocean's biodiversity during his address at the 9th Hour Ocean Conference, scheduled from April 16th to the 17th, 2024 in Athens, Greece. Themed Our Ocean, an Ocean of Potential, the conference will convene heads of government, NGO representatives, academics, and civil society members to explore strategies for preserving the health of the world's oceans. Discussions at the conference will revolve around transitioning to a blue economy and addressing threats to marine ecosystems such as biodiversity loss, climate change, unsustainable fishing practices, and marine pollution. Additionally, Prime Minister Skerrit will deliver remarks at the opening ceremony of the inaugural Our Ocean Film Festival, underscoring Dominica's potential as a destination for film and documentary productions. During the Prime Minister's absence, Honorable Roland Royer, Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, is serving as Acting Prime Minister. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter, is urging professionals and the general public to provide credit to laboratory workers who he highlights are at the forefront of solving healthcare concerns centered around patients. Leiter was speaking at the launching of the 49th Laboratory Professionals Week on Monday, hosted by the staff of the Dominica National Medical Laboratory.
It cannot always be we are making noise with negotiations, things like that. But there are times when we have to come together and we have to do things together for the benefit of all. One cannot forget the role that the lab played during the time of COVID-19. And, sometimes we take things for granted, but some of us, we go to the bank for a loan and we get everybody to do valuation for us. We forget an important set of people who have to assess our health conditions and do certain things so that report can come and say, look, that person can get that loan, that person is qualified, and that is the lab people. They play a very, very important role. So this week, I want to recognize the work that you have been doing and tell you to continue doing that work. Too often in Dominica, we criticize when we have a little misunderstanding, when things does not go right. But when things are good, we forget to compliment.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Mr. Thomas Slater. Falcons won clinched back-to-back knockout cup championships on Saturday, April 13, 2024, defeating Blazers 1-74-73 at the Masak Indoor Sports Complex in Masak. 2023 League MVP Keyshawn Thomas led the way for Falcons 1 with 26 points, while Yawani Regis added 16 points. After a back and forth in the final minutes of the game, the Falcons were able to hold on to a 1-point lead. Blazers' Thomas Felix had 24 points, and new recruit Kirby Nanton added 13 points. The DABA National Basketball League is set to tip off this Wednesday, April 17th, 2024 at 7 p.m. at the Masak Indoor Sports Complex. Games will be played on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. The Dominica Amateur Basketball Association is extending a special invitation to the public as well to come out and support exciting basketball action as we grow basketball together in Dominica. You're tuned in with Q95 News. St. Lucia just had the best job numbers for the construction industry in 14 years. From footpaths in small communities to multi-story buildings and expanding real estate development, the construction industry in St. Lucia is strengthening. In 2023, there were 9,102 people gainfully employed in the construction industry. That confirms the policies of the peer-led administration are working to stimulate job creation in St. Lucia. Government-backed capital projects are also contributing to an increase in jobs in the local construction industry. Several public sector projects broke ground last year. Some of these projects include the Renewable Energy Sector Development Project, the OECS Tourism Competitiveness Project, the Community Tourism Project, the Disaster Vulnerability and Reduction Project, the St. Jude Hospital Reconstruction Project, the Northern Divisional Police Headquarters Project, and the Custody Suites Project. In other news, the quest to return rock samples from Mars to Earth to see if they contain traces of past life is going to go through a major overhaul. The U.S. Space Agency says the current mission design could not return the materials before 2040 on the existing funds, and the $11 billion to make it happen sooner is not sustainable. NASA is going to canvas ideas for a cheaper, faster alternative. It hopes to have a solution on the drawing board later this year. Returning rock samples from Mars is regarded as the single most important priority in planetary exploration and has been for decades.
And we are really excited about exploring this new region that we're going to be in, because now we're starting to get to the margin of the crater, where from orbit we've actually seen the strongest signal of a mineral called carbonate, which is deposited by liquid water here on Earth. And so that's what we're hoping to discover as part of the Mars Sample Return Program, where we are bringing back samples that Perseverance is currently collecting. We'll bring them back here to Earth. My responsibility is to bring back those samples so that we can answer the highest priority science questions to try to understand how rocky planets form and evolve and form potentially habitable environments.
What type of tests and preparations have been going on for Mars sample return?
Mars Ascent Vehicle is going to be the first time that we launch a rocket off the surface of another planet to bring these samples into Mars orbit. And sample retrieval helicopter that we're testing based on the Ingenuity helicopter. The sample retrieval lander, of course, is the biggest lander that we're going to land on Mars. And we're testing the foot pads of that lander, and that's been really successful as well. So Mars sample return over the last few months has been testing all of these different components just so we can be absolutely sure that this is technologically feasible.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines.
Top of the hour news. as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.
New health center to be officially opened in 2024 after a long delay of procurement of medical equipment.
DA.com.
St. Lucia government reports construction jobs surge. And NASA. A new plan needed to return rocks from Mars. The news. Brought to you compliments Q95 FM.
Q, top of the hour news.